Number eight, the melodic phrases are not of all the same length. The length is by and large governed by the idea itself. Long phrases are usually broken into smaller units with implied cadence points. From a practical standpoint, shorter melodies are more easily remembered when it's time to develop them. In a sample melody, the first phrase is four measures long and dovetails into the second phrase, which consists of measures five and six. The third phrase is made up of measures 7 through 12. So in other words, he's saying the first phrase is... and then it dovetails into this next bit. And then this next bit... that's like an idea into its in and of itself, and then the remaining bit, like etc., the whole rest of it, it is like all one phrase. So it's three phrases total. Now, varying the length of a phrase is a big deal, and I highly recommend you do some work on that. Like, the standard length of a phrase is like two bars, but certainly the shorter ones can be, like he says in here, the shorter ones can be developed more easily. So if I do a thing in A minor, like that same thing I was doing, one, two, three, like ding, 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 dong, ding. Like, that's a pretty short phrase, and I can develop that. So one, two, three. Again, I was developing the phrase, but I think I digressed a little bit because we're talking about the phrases being shorter. So notice how in the middle, the phrase is... ding, 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 ding. Now that may not sound like two bars, but it really is because it's... one, it's over two bars worth of music. If that makes any sense, like two, three, four, like that's the basic idea. But notice that in the middle there, I truncated it. This is coming in the next section where it's techniques to be used in developing a melody. I truncated it and just took only. I took three beats worth of the melody, like one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. So I just felt like, you know, going outside a little bit and doing something unexpected, if that makes any sense. But I'm in control of my thing. So let's do some work on varying the phrase lengths. If you start with a two-bar phrase, like one, two, three, four. All right, let me put the metronome on just to clarify. Like one, two, three. All right, let's slow it down a little bit. One, two, three, four. Those are all two bars. So you must get familiar with two-bar phrases first. And then, now let's vary it a little bit. I'm going to tell you in advance what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a two-bar phrase, then a one-bar phrase, and then a four-bar phrase. Here we go. One, two, three. Now, I hope you heard that. If you didn't, listen to that again. That was a two-bar phrase followed by a one-bar phrase followed by a four-bar phrase. Now I'm going to do two one-bar phrases and one... four-bar phrase. Here we go. One, two, three, four. that four-bar phrase was almost like two-bar phrases that mimicked each other, but so be it. So being in control of the phrase length is a great thing. Let me just freely improvise and listen. I'm not going to pay attention. I'm not going to do any strict patterns or anything about number of beats or number of bars for the phrase length. But just see if you can hear the length of the phrases and see if they vary. So one, two, a one, two, three. I did do some deliberate stuff while the metronome was clicking. At one point, I deliberately made a couple of phrases in, that were three beats each. And then towards the end, I did a few phrases that were six beats each, just to mix it up. And that was fun. I did a few four-bar phrases. I did some one-bar phrases. I basically did everything. But I started off nice and even with two-bar phrases. So I highly recommend you listen to that and analyze it. And send me your analysis and I will listen to it and see if you're right.